ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The Senate now set to vote on the $95 billion foreign aid package for Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan. The House passed those bills after months of delays. Democratic leader Chuck Schumer and GOP Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell in agreement, both calling on lawmakers to act.
There's nothing, in my view, to dislike about what the House passed. It's pretty close to what we passed. And the most important thing is to get this to the president for his signature.
In the hush money trial of Donald Trump, David Pecker took the stand again today. The former owner of the National Enquirer testified he and Trump's former fixer, Michael Cohen, worked together to keep salacious information about Trump from being published. The judge also deciding whether to hold Trump in contempt for violating a gag order barring comments about witnesses. And the Tennessee House has just passed a bill allowing some trained teachers and staff to carry guns at school. That measure already passed by the Senate, State Senate, now heads to the governor's desk. This is ABC News. A Florida couple is facing serious criminal charges of trying to cheat the state lottery.
Kira Enders confidently walked into a Florida lottery office in Pensacola with a $1 million winning scratch-off ticket. Kind of.
She had taken two tickets. You know, one side had one serial number. The other side had the other serial number on it.
And then taped them together, says Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons. Submitting a Frankenstein lotto ticket is one thing, but signing documents swearing that the ticket is real is serious.
You're not a lottery winner. You're a criminal.
Enders and her boyfriend are both looking at felony charges. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
More violence in Haiti's capital. Armed gangs attacking the National Palace of Port-au-Prince, where the presidential council was attending a ceremony, forcing the building to be evacuated. It's still unclear when the presidential council will be able to form an interim government. NGOs believe that gangs now control 90% of Port-au-Prince. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Larson, Collision, and Paint in Lone Rock wants to remind you that deer accidents shouldn't cost you a lot of dough. Give Ryan a call to ensure you're not paying the big bucks at 583-0105.
A low of 30 tonight with frost later on. North winds at 8 to 14. Sunny and cooler than normal Wednesday, a high of 56 with west winds at 10 to 18. 31 Wednesday night, 62 with lots of sunshine Thursday, and Friday, off and on showers possible, and a high of 62, 74 with rain chances expected on Saturday.
100.9 WRCO.
Catch a little cut, lose high, get wild and cross the line. While we got nothing but time. No cares, grab yourself a drink and meet us out there. Good times, good vibes and long chairs. Never gonna be this young again. Hold now and you can find us. Blowing out the speakers in our pickups. Running from a catch a little cut, lose high, get wild and cross the line. While we got nothing but nothing but nothing but nothing but no cares, grab yourself a drink and meet us out there. Good times, good vibes and long chairs. Never gonna be this young. young again.
Us for ABC News, sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center.
They roam the sidewalks in this town all up after the sun goes down, and say nothing good happens here when midnight rolls around. But laying down would be in vain. I can't sleep with you on my brain, and I ain't anywhere close to tired. Your kiss has got me wired. Girl, you got to be right, killing in your Levi's. High on your love has got me buzzing like a street light. It's still early out in Cali, baby. Don't you want to rally again? Find a row with no name, lay back in the slow lane. Sky's dropping, Jupiter around us like some old train. We'll be rolling down the windows. I bet you we'll catch a nice second wind. We don't have to go home. We can leave the night on. We can leave the night on. Now all the stars are turning blue. Just kiss the clock to 22. Baby, I know what you're wishing for. I'm wishing for it too. Now all the lights are flashing gold. Nobody cares how fast we go. Our soundtrack's in the stereo. The DJ's on a roll. Girl, you got the heat right, killing in your Levi's. High on your lovin's got me buzzing like a street light. It's still early out in Cali, baby. Don't you wanna rally again? Find a road with no name. Lay back in the slow lane. Sky's dropping, Jupiter around us like some old train. We'll be rolling down the windows. I bet you we'll catch a nice second wind. We don't have to go home. We can leave the night on. We can leave the night on.
So there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
Most of us agree that every Wisconsinite deserves affordable health care. California mega millionaire Eric Hovde does not. Hovde said he would repeal the Affordable Care Act, quote, in its entirety. What? The Affordable Care Act protects people from insurance companies refusing coverage for pre-existing conditions and stops them from dropping your coverage if you get sick. If Eric Hovde got his way, millions of Americans could get hit with increases in their healthcare premiums of 20% or more. Millions more could lose coverage altogether. Hovde even spoke out against parents helping their kids by keeping them on their health insurance plans until they turned 26. Now that might be okay for Eric Hovde. His businesses have raked in millions of dollars in handouts. But it doesn't cut it for hardworking Wisconsinites and our families. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him we support lower health care costs. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
If you're eating healthy, eat at Subway, where you have a choice of 8 build-your-own sandwiches with 6 grams of fat or less, plus delicious signature wraps and chopped salads. Hours are Monday through Saturday, 8 to 9, and Sunday, 8 to 8. It's their priority to serve the delicious meals you love in the easiest and safest ways possible. You can order ahead by going online, through your Subway app, or by calling 647-6470. Eat fresh, eat healthy at Subway Richland Center.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. How easily soil gets moved with a 1-Series tractor. Or how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat.
Visit Hillsboro Equipment in Hillsboro, Mauston Equipment in Mauston, or Slama's Lawn and Sport in Reedsburg today, or find us online at hillsboroequipment.com.
Don't let urologic problems affect your quality of life. Gunderson Bosquel's board-certified urologist, Dr. Katie Trandum, brings help and hope to Bosquel. Dr. Trandum specializes in conditions affecting the bladder, kidneys, prostate, and urinary tract in children and adults, and provides expert care close to home. To schedule a urology consult with Dr. Trandum, talk to your provider today. Gunderson Bosquel, bringing love plus medicine to you.
100.9 WRCO. It was always hotter than the grease she used to fry that chicken. Smelled like Marlboro Reds and all the butter from her biscuits. And that Lincoln in the driveway circa 1982 was on the shiny side of rusty and on the pale side of blue. Cousin ain't complaining, weren't allowed at Mamaw's house. If every nightstand had a Bible, every front porch had a swing. Every backyard had a garden, every front door had a screen. Well, maybe this crazy world straighten up and slow on down. If every town had a mamaw's house. She'd ask if I was hungry every 30 seconds. Say things like hellfire, tarnation, and I reckon it's where I spend my summers. She put me to work, shelling peas and shucking corn until my fingers hurt. No telling who I'd have been without Mamaw's house. If every nightstand had a Bible, every front porch had a swing, if every backyard. If every nightstand had a Bible, every front porch had a swing, if every backyard had a garden, every front door had a screen. Yeah, maybe this crazy world straightened up and slow on down. If every town had a mountain.
Today's specials are Country and Community from the WRCO studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant.
Hearts and flowers, forget love letters. Pain and anger, forget forgiveness. Love and a waiter, only God like me. Debutantes and champagne, diamonds and fast lanes. I ain't the son of outrageous fortune. Cash ain't status for a guy like me. So put me out of curio and take my words from me and fly me high on a big blue sky where there's no one here but me. Yeah, yeah, just me. Long back limousine, pictures and magazines, all night parties, beautiful people. No supermodel for a guy like me. I'm just a good man, I work with my hand. I get the picture, I heard the message. Hell ain't a waiting on a guy like me. Put me on a cool river and take my sins from me. Love letters, pain and anger, forget forgiveness, love and waiting, only God like me. Put me on a cool river and take my pain from me. Fly me high on a big blue sky where there's no
guy like me, Pat Green on WRCO Radio. Well, letting you know, a reminder that Crofton Road in Henrietta Township is closed. Also, the Village of Reedstown is flushing hydrants this week. And any questions, you should contact the village office, not the village people. You know, that's a different group. It's 63 degrees.
Since 1956, Meyer Oil and LP has been a locally owned reliable fuel delivery business, whether it's residential, agricultural, or commercial. Meyer Oil and LP has you covered, offering diesel fuel, gas, bulk lubes, and propane, serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties. Please consider Meyer Oil and LP for your fuel needs. Call and talk with their friendly staff at 608-524-3914.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true, we take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Richland Electric Cooperative is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
When the world ends, there will be nothing to save you.
Well, hold on.
No hope, no refuge.
That's
That's not exactly right.
Wick Buildings Lumber is 45% stronger.
Nothing will withstand your demise.
Our wood grip screws and 29-gauge steel are doing well over there.
Nothing will save you.
I don't want to tell you you're doing your job wrong, but it looks like my Wick building is doing okay. Hey, guys, check out that building over there.
Hey, get that building! Yeah, hurry!
No, no!
Sorry, buddy. Wick buildings are built to last.
Ah, fine. When the world ends, there will be only one building that can save you. Wick Buildings, immeasurable strength.
Exceptional value.
Wilson Doran Construction of Richland Center, your local Wick dealer. Call Micah today at 608-604-3623 to discuss your Wick building.
Get ready for the annual Ithaca Lions Club consignment auction happening Sunday, April 28th. Now is the perfect time to list any items you'd like to consign. If you are interested in being a seller at the sale, reach out to Dean Reinhardt at 604-4692, Dick Hauser at 585-4808, or Fred Fry at 608-585-2921. Especially if you have larger items like tractors, farm implements, cars, trucks, or boats. Remember, this is a consignment auction, so you keep the money less a reasonable commission, which supports the Ithaca Lions community projects. Turn your unneeded items into cash with the help of the Ithaca Lions consignment auction coming up Sunday, April 28th. Contact Dean Reinhardt, Dick Hauser, or Fred Fry to list your item today. Transform your outdoor space with TriStar Mulch in Richland Center, your go-to destination for all of your landscaping needs. Whether it's gravel, washed gravel, decorative rock, black dirt, or the popular environmentally safe mulch in various colors, you are covered, loaded, or delivered. Their team offers friendly and professional service. Visit TriStar Mulch, located across from Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, or call 383-1280 to place your order. No job is too big or too small. TriStar Mulch, where your landscaping dreams come to life. Call 383-1280 or visit them on Highway 14 East.
The home loan experts are at Community First Bank. Get great advice on how to improve your credit. Get pre-qualified so you know exactly what you can afford. And get match-to-money saving first-time homebuyer programs. Quit paying rent, become a homeowner, and save money? Now that's a win-win-win. Experience the difference at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Loan subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply.
You don't know how you met me. You don't know why you can't turn around and say goodbye. All you know is when I'm with you, I make you free and swim through your veins like a fish in the sea. I'm singing, follow me, everything is all right. I'll be the one to tuck you in at night. And if you want to leave, I can guarantee you won't find nobody else like me. I'm not worried about the ring you wear, 'cause as long as no one knows, then nobody can care. You're feeling guilty, and I'm well aware, but you don't look ashamed, and baby, I'm not scared. I'm singing, follow me, everything is alright. I'll be the one to tuck you in at night. And if you want to leave, I can guarantee you won't find nobody else like me. In the sea, I'm singing, follow me, everything is alright. I'll be the one to tuck you in at night. And if you want to leave, I can guarantee you won't find nobody else like me. I'm singing, follow me, everything is alright. I'll be the one to tuck you in at night. Alright, I'll be the one to tuck you in at night. And if you want to leave, I can guarantee you won't find nobody else like me.
News on WRCO is sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center. Open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, 8 to noon on Saturday. And email anytime, chetsfeed@gmail.com.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The Senate now set to vote on the $95 billion foreign aid package for Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan. The House passed those bills after months of delays. Democratic leader Chuck Schumer and GOP Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell in agreement, both calling on lawmakers to act.
There's nothing, in my view, to dislike about what the House passed. It's pretty close to what we passed. And the most important thing is to get this to the president for his signature.
In the hush money trial of Donald Trump, David Pecker took the stand again today. The former owner of the National Enquirer testified he and Trump's former fixer, Michael Cohen, worked together to keep salacious information about Trump from being published. The judge also deciding whether to hold Trump in contempt for violating a gag order barring comments about witnesses. And the Tennessee House has just passed a bill allowing some trained teachers and staff to carry guns at school. That measure already passed by the Senate, State Senate, now heads to the governor's desk. This is ABC News.
Hello, friends. It's Ellie from Chet's. Spring is just around the corner. And you know what that means? chick season.
Chet's is your local chick headquarters. We have heat lamps, starter feed, and even the chicks themselves. Don't forget about your furry friends. At our new location, there are so many cat and dog toys to choose from, and they're all 10% off. Stop by and check out our large selection of pet foods to keep your companions happy and healthy. We appreciate every single one of our friends, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Come say hi and check out the new store at 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center.
Dive into the heart of Wisconsin flavor at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Fridays are all about the classic Wisconsin fish fry with the added bonus of live bands. But that's not all. On the first Saturdays of the month, savor an amazing all-you-can-eat prime rib buffet that's sure to satisfy your cravings. And here's something special. They're now serving certified black Angus beef for the ultimate dining experience. Save the date for the fourth Wednesday of the month for the Lobster Feast. Arthur's Supper Club, where every meal is a celebration. Bring your appetite and your friends to Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Good food, good times, and great memories await. Welcome to Foggy Bottom Woodworks, your one-stop shop for turning dreams into reality. They offer top-notch custom cabinetry, millwork, countertops, and more. For over 20 years, the skilled designers and craftsmen have been delivering exceptional quality using locally sourced materials and pre-finishing all components right in their shop. With in-house production, don't settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary. Explore true custom craftsmanship at Foggy Bottom Woodworks. Visit them at 555 East Warehouse Street in Muscadet or call 608-73
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO's early evening news, sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for better, or make it your choice for senior living, and Leah Granzo Insurance Agency of Boscobel, your American Family Insurance Agents. Insurance designed with you in mind.
This is Leah of the Leah Granzo Agency, LLC of American Family Insurance. As your local insurance agent in Boscobel, I am here for you. Please give us a call or stop by our offices. You can reach us at 608-375-5776 or visit our website at leahgranzoagency.com. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with me, my team, and American Family Insurance.
Good evening for WRCO News. I'm Joanne Krulatz. Vice President Kamala Harris was in Wisconsin Monday reminding voters in La Crosse what's at stake for reproductive rights in November.
One does not have to abandon their faith or deeply held beliefs to agree the government should not be telling her what to do with her body.
Harris says she came to Wisconsin to remind voters that Donald Trump appointed three of the U.S. Supreme Court justices who helped overturn Roe.
When we think about what is at stake, it is absolutely about freedom.
President Biden's team is shoring up the base in a state where 48,000 Democrats cast uninstructed protest votes in April. Governor Evers calls Donald Trump's criticisms of Megan Wolf lies and irrational. Wisconsin's top elections official got increased security after recent threats. Evers says if it keeps up, he might get the state justice department involved. Trump and his supporters accuse Wolf of orchestrating election fraud, even though they've produced no proof. The University of Wisconsin in Madison is extending free bachelor's degrees for many education students for another 2 years. The Wisconsin Teacher Pledge is paid for with private donations. It covers the cost of college for students who promise to stay in Wisconsin and teach school after they graduate. Nearly 800 people have gone through the program since it started in 2020. Two state legislators who serve on legislative committees overseeing colleges and universities will speak about the future of the universities of Wisconsin this evening in Muscadet. State Senator Kelda Royce and Assembly Representative Katrina Shanklin will share their experiences regarding recent higher education funding negotiations. In October 2023, UW System President Jay Rothman closed the UW-Richland campus. Also that month, UW-Platteville Chancellor Tammy Ivetovich announced the elimination of 111 positions at the Platteville campus, a staff reduction of more than 12%. In the last 6 months, the UW system has closed four additional two-year campuses. Senator Royce, member of the Senate Committee on Universities and Revenue, and Representative Shanklin, member of the Assembly Committee on Colleges and Universities, will discuss the legislature's role in budget cuts. They will also share their views about the future of the universities in Wisconsin and rural Wisconsin. You are invited to attend the forum at the Cradwell Memorial Building tonight at 6. Doors will open at 5:30 for an opportunity to meet and greet the legislators. The forum will last until 7. Refreshments will be provided by the Richland and Grant County Democratic parties. No fees or donations will be solicited or collected. Race for Grace, a fun outdoor running event for all ages, is scheduled for Saturday, May 18th at the Dr. Killian Meyer Building in Richland Center. The quarter-mile kids run, one-mile run-walk, 5K run-walk, and a 10K run is raising funds for those battling cancer while also encouraging people to be more active. Al Kashubsky is on the Grace Board of Directors.
We're going to keep it fun, you know. We have the 10K for the real serious runners, and I know we've got a bunch because a bunch of you have already signed up, and we really appreciate that, but we're also going to have fun with this too. So we're calling it the Race for Grace, but the reality is it's going to be a family fun event for that morning. So, you know, don't be intimidated just because you hear a 5K or a 10K in a race, right? Or we're not that serious.
Participants who register for Race for Grace before May 2nd will be guaranteed a t-shirt and swag bag, which will be available for a pickup at the Dr. Killian Meyer Building on Friday, May 17th from 4 until 6:30, or during registration on the day of the race, Saturday, May 18th from 6 until 7:30. Runners in the 5K and 10K will also be able to pick up their numbered bib.
For the kids' swag bag, we have some very, very generous businesses. Culver's is going to give free custard. And along with that, Utter Brothers out of Boscobel is also giving one scoop of free ice cream. And, you know, what goes good with ice cream but cookies? Christie's Sunnyside Ooh. Bakery, Monster Cookie. A coupon for one free Monster Cookie. And they're gluten-free. WCCU is throwing in a little toy ball, either around blue one or a little football, and Grace, of course, is going to have some sunscreen in there. So if you don't want to fake your age, you're just going to face the reality. We do have swag bags for everyone else as well. And in that swag bag, so we have all of this information out on our website, walkwithgrace.com. But in those adult swag bags, you can still get a free Monster Cookie, Christie Sunnyside, along with some other really cool things like, again, sunscreen. Culver's has given us a dollar off a value basket, so that's pretty cool. Bindle's Tire and Auto is giving a coupon for a free standard wheel alignment. That's a $95 value. We're going to have some can koozies and pens. Walsh's Ace Hardware is giving us a $5 off coupon with a $20 more purchase. The Richland Locker is going to do a special drawing for each person that is a participant or registered. And you'll have a chance to win either the camping bundle, which is a pack of brats, a pack of hamburger patties, a pack of hot dogs, and 2 pounds of bacon. The picnic pack, which is two packs of brats, two packs of hamburger patties, and a pack of hot dogs, or a sweatshirt. So there's some really cool things, and this is just the start because I know there's more businesses that have talked to me about doing that, so this list is just going to grow.
The National Anthem kicks off the event at 7:40, followed by the start of the kids' run at 7:45, 10K race at 8, 5K at 8:05, 1 mile race at 8:10, and the awards ceremony at 10.
So for the 5K and the 10K, we're going to have age ranges, and then the top three male and female finishers in those age ranges will each get medals.
A firefighters challenge at Race for Grace will have teams of firefighters participating with the other runners. Firefighter teams of three or more are encouraged to turn out in their gear. Coat and pants are required. Helmet and air tank are optional, but no boots allowed to ensure good running form. Firefighter team members must finish together. Medals will be given to each firefighter that is identified before April 25th and participates in the one-mile race. Cost to register for Race for Grace is $20 for the quarter-mile kids run, $25 for the one-mile run walk, $35 for the 5K run walk, $45 for the 10K run and $100 for the Team Firefighters Challenge. Course maps will be available. In-person registration can be done at the Grace office on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 11 until 1 or anytime online at walkwithgrace.com.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 5, reputation. Pine Valley is a 5-star facility. It has served Richland County residents for over 140 years with exceptional care and now has a new facility to complement its great care. Reputation. One more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Today's vinyl statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Luella R. Ellie Zintz, 81, of Fenimore, died Saturday. A funeral service will be held at 11 o'clock Friday at the Larson Family Funeral Home in Fenimore. Burial will be in the Sand Prairie Cemetery in Blue River. Friends may call at the Larson Family Funeral Home Friday from 9 until the time of service at 11. Luella R. Ellie Zintz, 81, of Fenimore. Lana R. Adams, 69, of Boscobel, died Saturday at home after a courageous battle with cancer. A celebration of life will be held Friday at 4 at the Kendall Funeral Home in Boscobel, followed by a private family burial at the Boscobel Cemetery. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home Friday from 1 until the time of service at 4. Lana R. Adams, 69, of Boscobel. Mary Louise Gust, 67, of Spring Green, died Sunday. A funeral mass will be held next Tuesday, April 30th at 11 o'clock at St. John's Catholic Church in Spring Green with burial in the church cemetery. Friends may call at St. John's Catholic Church next Tuesday from 9 until the time of mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to St. John's School Endowment. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family with arrangements for Mary Louise Gust, 67, of Spring Green. Diane Toots Goble, 75, of Richland Center, died April 11th at Pine Valley Community Village. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, August 31st at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Diane Toots Goble, 75, of Richland Center.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment, plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034.
Since 1956, Meyer Oil & LP has been your trusted, locally owned fuel delivery partner. Whether it's for your home, farm, or business, we've got you covered. Offering a range of fuels from propane, diesel, gas, and bulk lubes, Meyer Oil is here for you. Serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties, our friendly staff is ready to assist you. Please consider Meyer Oil & LP for all your fuel needs. Call us at 608-524-3914.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. A quick clipper system is dropping from Canada through the UP and into Michigan. What this means for us is it's dragging a cold front across the state here tonight. It's firing up scattered showers and even some thunderstorms. In fact, some of them could turn severe, and if they do, they'd pack a punch with hail and some strong wind gusts. Otherwise, tonight, as the front passes us, colder air starts to spill on in. As winds turn and start to crank out of the northwest, overnight lows will crash below freezing to the low 30s, which means we'll be waking up to frost tomorrow morning. Be sure to cover those plants or bring them inside and get ready for a super sunny Wednesday. Winds will finally be calmer, but temperatures are going to be cooler than normal, only climbing to the mid-50s. We stay mostly clear tomorrow night, too, allowing us to drop crisp again. In fact, we'll have another frosty evening as lows fall to right around the freezing mark. But for Thursday, it's going to be rather nice. Back to some milder temperatures with a ton of sunshine, and highs climb to the low 60s. We take another little dip on Friday, but this is because we'll be under cloudy, overcast skies with winds getting vicious and showers and thunderstorms on and off. And if you think that's just for Friday, it continues throughout the entire weekend. In fact, this is a massive Colorado low-pressure system that's building steam and taking off, headed straight for the state. It's going to be drenching a big portion of the Midwest and worth a target. In fact, by the time this storm kicks out of here by early next week, we could be left with 2 to 3 inches of rainfall. And while the state, yes, is in a drought and we can use every drop of it, all of it at once is going to lead to some soggy grass and also some rising rivers. It's definitely a weekend where you're going to want the umbrella, too. And on a positive note, it's going to be a free car wash. I hope you enjoy the rest of your evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
Richland County Bank strongly encourages you to remain vigilant against scams. Richland County Bank and other legitimate financial institutions will not call to verify information. Scammers are hoping to trick you into giving your personal information. Richland County Bank reminds you to never give any information unless you've initiated the call and it's to a phone number you know is correct. Don't trust caller ID. Scammers can spoof their numbers so it looks like they are calling from a particular company even when they're not. And if you get a robocall, hang up. Don't press 1 to speak to a live operator or any other key to take your number off the list. If you respond by pressing any number, it will probably just lead to more robocalls. The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, Downtown Richland Center, and online at richlandcountybank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it's mostly sunny and 60 degrees after a daytime high of 67 and a morning low of 53. Yesterday's high was 65 and we received a trace of precipitation. Record high set back in 1980 is 94 degrees with a record low of 22 set back in 1939. Last year's high was 45 with a low of 31. Sunset will take place tonight at 7:54. Sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 6:05. Winds are out of the southwest at around 6 to 9 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 29.76, and we have received a trace of rain so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 60 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance
Agency. An old proverb says, no matter how long the...
WRCO Sports is sponsored by this evening by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and Lakes Gas Company, a dedicated professional supplier of propane.
An old proverb says, no matter how long the winter, spring is sure to come. Winter is a good time to make spring plans. Plan your crops, plan your garden, plan your outdoor activities, and plan to review your insurance protection. Is it adequate? Schwartz Insurance, your locally staffed Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, offers a no-obligation review of your insurance protection. As surely as winter will become spring, you can be sure with Schwartz Insurance. Call 647-8891 and let Schwartz Insurance be a part of your spring planning.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment, plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034.
WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Mee. There's all kinds of high school action going on in the area today. The Lee Griffin invite is happening for track teams in the Southwest. Also, Riverdale hosting a track meet this afternoon. In action on the state of Wisconsin scene, the Bucks get ready for action tonight. Game number 2 in the playoff series against the Pacers. Veteran player Chris Middleton was asked about playing without Giannis Antetokounmpo for his second playoff game in a row.
Collective effort. I mean, even when he comes back, we'll have to do it as a group. But knowing that one of your main guys is out, one of the best players in the league, it's not going to be easy. So everybody has to, you know, step up to the plate, do a little bit more, but not by themselves.
The Brewers will try to bounce back after a series opening loss against the Pirates last night, 4-2. The teams play the second of a four-game series coming up this evening. Most NFL experts are thinking the Packers will trade one or more of their 11 draft picks, maybe trade up from the 25th position later this week. Green Bay general manager Brian Gutekunst may be thinking in the other direction. He told reporters yesterday the team would love to end up with 13 or 14 draft choices. They've had their chance to chat with some of those from the NFL Combine.
It's really just about answering a question maybe that we don't have an answer to. Sometimes it's a non-Combine guy that we need to get medical information on. Sometimes it's a Combine guy. We just have, you know, whether it's, you know, just a football question, you know, off the field situation, maybe it's just getting to know them better. But usually just, you know, we only have 30, and that's not very many, and they're very valuable to us. So it's usually just trying to answer something you don't feel you have answered most of the time.
And the Badger football team has landed an offensive lineman from the SEC through the transfer portal. Vanderbilt offensive tackle Leighton Nelson has committed to come to Madison. He'll join former Vandy offensive line coach A.J. Blazek, who's already a part of the Wisconsin coaching staff. I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports. Good afternoon and welcome to High School Sports. We look forward to bringing you a baseball game tonight on the radio. The Richland Center Hornets are visiting the Platteville Hillmen in a key Southwest Wisconsin Conference game this afternoon. We'll talk to Richland Center head coach Ryan Lemke coming up on the Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show from WRCO.
Whether you're chasing walleye or cruising and tubing with the family, Vitesnik Power Sports has the boat for you to experience life on the water. You'll find a great selection of boats from Tracker, Ranger, Nitro, Tahoe, Sun Tracker, and Regency, with retail savings up to $16,000 on select models. Create memories for years to come. Visit Vitesnik Power Sports, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or Vitesnik.com. Vitesnik
Power Sports. Richland Center coach Ryan Lemke is our guest. Coach, the team's been playing pretty well. You find yourself early on in the top spot in the conference.
Yeah, right. We've been playing good baseball as of late. But, you know, a lot of conference games left, a lot of proving left to do. So, you know, we've got our goals set. We had our goals right when we started our first day of pitchers and catchers. We talked about it. And we just are kind of playing our game. We got to get 21 outs every game. And if we're lucky, we only need to get 15. But that's the goal. We go in every game with the mindset we got to get 21 outs. We got to barrel baseballs. And then we'll hopefully lead us to a win there.
Conferences aren't decided by one game. But I had to think when you beat Prairie du Chien, you got to savor those because we don't beat them very often in these parts, do we?
Right. No, they're good. It's always a good program. All right. But, our guys have a lot to prove. I think preseason throughout the coaches in the conference, we were picked to finish sixth. And we've really hung on to that because we're much better than that. And now our guys are eager to show everyone else in the conference that that we shouldn't have been placed there. We should have been picked to finish sixth, dead last. And we're letting our play do our talking.
What about Platteville? What do you know about them?
Yeah, Platteville is won some games early. They beat Prairie as well. So that was a big win for them. They're a team that we've competed nicely with over the last couple of years, but I think we're a much better team than we have been the last couple of years. So as long as we play our game and barrel baseballs and pound the strike zone, I think we'll be in good shape.
Richland Center baseball coach Ryan Lemke on the pregame show.
BL Signs is a full-service sign design company in Richland Center. They specialize in manufacturing all types of interior and exterior signage for all applications to meet the client's needs. They offer internally lighted extruded aluminum sign cabinets, post and panel signs, non-lighted acrylic letters, LED lighted channel letters of all types and sizes, printed in solid color vinyl lettering, and graphics. Call BL Signs at 647-0149 and see what they can do for you. BL Signs, Richland Center.
Hornet coach Ryan Lemke is our guest. Ryan, who do you look to pitch tonight for the Hornets?
Yeah, Jacob McDonald is going to be the guy on the bump. He's our number two. We're going to go him tonight, give Lane Miller, who's our number one, a couple days, extra days of rest to get him ready to go against Dodgeville on Thursday. And then we see Platteville again at home next Tuesday. So Lane will likely get the Thursday and Tuesday starts back-to-back. So Jacob's the guy tonight. We anticipate him to pound zone. He's looked good in his outing so far. You know, he's got a little velocity. He's got a nasty curveball. So I anticipate as long as he's in the strike zone, which he has been all season long, that we'll be in good shape.
That being said, Thomas Hohner's been soaking up a lot of innings for you too, hasn't he?
Yeah. He's been our sneaky guy. I always kind of joke with him and everyone else that he's our surprise baseball player. He showed up freshman year. I didn't even know who he was. You know, we had sign-ups, and he just showed up in the field one day. And, the first day of tryouts, I had no idea that he even existed, and he came out, and I never thought he'd work and grind his way into a starting rotation spot, and he's done that. He's our number three. He's going to eat a lot of innings out of the bullpen in conference games, and he's going to have a lot of starts in non-conference games this season. And you never know what happens in a long season. He can jump up the ranks. So he's been stellar for us.
Awesome. Well, we look forward to the game today. Good luck, Coach.
Yeah, thanks, Phil. I appreciate it. Have a good day.
Ryan Lemke joining us on WRCO Sports.
Welcome to local sports on WRCO Radio in Richland Center. We're proud to bring you the excitement and fun of local sports. We're committed to being a fan of the game or match and a fan of every team and every player. Local sports are a special part of communities throughout our listening area, and we believe they always should be. Our goal for this broadcast is to honor every aspect of the game from players and coaches to fans and officials. Welcome to local sports from WRCO Radio in Richland Center.
From Platteville, we have high school baseball on the radio tonight here on WRCO and WRCO.com. Glad to have you along for the game tonight. Platteville in the field, and right now it is National Anthem time. Platteville, our national anthem tonight on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. The Hornets on the road here tonight, coming in with a record of 2-0. They are 3-2 on the year. And for Platteville, they come in at 6-4. They are 1-0 in the Southwest Wisconsin Conference. Hillman will be starting. Trenton Mum on the bump tonight. He is the right-hander. Cam Key is behind the plate. Keegan Coffey at first base. Garrison Tashner is at second. Lucas Ludlam is the shortstop.